I don't want to bum you out, but let's be honest. If it's one thing that humanity has proven time and time again, is that we have a incredible appetite for self-destruction. Remarkable. From world wars to environmental degradation to the creation and use of course, nuclear weaponry. Now, it's been back in everyone's mind after last week's absolutely bizarre press conference with President Donald Trump, where he boasted that his Holocaust would be unlike any other when it came to nuclear weaponry and nuclear war. John Hallam is a United Nations nuclear disarmament campaigner. He's the co-founder of the Human Survival Project. He's on the phone. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, look, I think back to my childhood and we worried a lot about nuclear war. It's not something I've thought about recently. It almost felt like, you know, we'd finally reached a point where everyone understood what madness it might be. Have we got complacent? Is it maybe back on the table as something to be scared of?
Well, it certainly is. And in fact, it has been for a while. So, you know, it's one of those things that I guess frustrates me a little bit. I'll just sort of take you back to the year 1983. Now, I'm sufficiently old that I was actually 30 in that year, and it was the year in which I met my beloved. Now, in 1983, the hands of the doomsday clock were set at 3.5 minutes to midnight, and everyone reckoned that that was pretty bad. And indeed, the world nearly ended twice that year within a period of about a month and a half towards the end of the year. The first time on the 26th of September 1983, and we were saved from that particular Holocaust by Colonel Stanislav Petrov, about whom there's a lovely movie. And about 6 weeks later with the end of the Able Archer exercises. Now, the thing is that with all that going on, there was a general consciousness amongst ordinary people that actually the world could possibly end next Thursday or Thursday week or whatever the case may be. And people marched in their hundreds of thousands. People were concerned. People formed organisations. There was massive public consciousness that this could be so. Now, the hands of the doomsday clock, which are set by a committee of 15 Nobel Prize winners, so, you know, they're not just sort of anyone who basically spend their lives worrying about this stuff, are currently at 2.5 minutes to midnight. And Donald Trump's bizarre press conference the other day would be one reason why they're in that position. And yet the extent of public concern, you know, I would not, currently I would not try to organise a march or a demo or a protest on nuclear weapons because I know that two people and a dog would come. And that's ridiculous. That is itself bizarre. Why isn't there a massive public consciousness? Why aren't there 100,000 strong marches, at least of the size that there were back in 1983, when the situation was, according to the doomsday clock hands, actually slightly less dangerous than it is now?
Do you think the issue is, certainly when I grew up, world leaders would talk very seriously about nuclear weaponry, very seriously about the possibility of nuclear war, when we currently have a president who throws away asides like it's just some random comment he's making?
I think that that's one thing that has happened, that the nightmare that haunted our childhoods has kind of come back as almost as farce. But the fact that it is being treated thus lightly, and Obama certainly did not treat it lightly,
no.
The fact that it is being treated thus lightly, not only by Donald Trump, but also to a large extent by Putin, even though Putin is using the threat of nuclear war as a stick with which to beat people diplomatically, you know, that I think that very fact kind of lowers the threshold. Nuclear war becomes thinkable. It would have been unthinkable to take selfies with the guy who holds the nuclear briefcase and to broadcast to the entire universe that the black guy who holds the briefcase is called Rick. Now, you know, I'm sure Rick's a lovely guy, but I'm sure there are a billion security protocols about broadcasting his name to the entire Twitter sphere.
Yes, well, we'd hope there should be. I'd actually forgotten about that. I think I'd managed to repress the fact that it actually happened. Can we, let's just pivot a little bit and talk about the Human Survival Project that you're co-founder of. What are the aims?
Okay, the Human Survival Project was set up by myself and Professor Peter King, and Peter died not so long ago. And I guess the single achievement of the Human Survival Project was to hold an international people's tribunal on human survival and nuclear weapons. And Peter actually died whilst organising that tribunal. But the Human Survival Project is exactly what the name suggests. It is or was a joint project of People for Nuclear Disarmament and the Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies. Now, I say was because Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies technically no longer exists. It's been replaced by DPACS. But the Human Survival Project kind of soldiers on. It was originally designed as the organisation you have when you're not having an organisation. So it took its genesis in the Forest Lodge Hotel in a rather pleasant conversation between Peter and myself.
Forest Lodge has kicked off a lot of good things.
It is absolutely deadly serious, and it, we present panels at the United Nations on nuclear weapons and human survival. And technically, our remit is actually wider than nuclear weapons. So technically, at least, we should also be thinking about large incoming asteroids. I guess my favourite human survival threat is experiments in artificial universe creation, which you would not wish to succeed because it might cause the entire galaxy to disappear in a blaze of exotic particles. But nuclear weapons are obviously the single most immediate, most potent short to medium term threat to human survival.
John, we will have to leave it there, unfortunately. Thank you so much for speaking to Breakfast this morning.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That was John Hallam from the Human Survival Project. He's also a nuclear disarmament campaigner. We'll have links up to his organisations on the 2SER.com website. And it is okay to feel terrified of nuclear war all over again. Everything old is new again. Isn't that just...